making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love. You never take advice. Someday you'll pay the price, I know.
Hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand, 617-779-0985. Tom is in New Hampshire. He's got a clarification on carbonation for us. Tom.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yes.
Hi.
Hey, so a warm liquid will more easily accept
warm
carbonation.
What?
Liquid.
Okay.
Warm liquid. If you have warm Coke and you pour it over ice, that's going to cause a rapid release of the carbonation. That's why it's flat.
That's why it foams up.
And yeah, that's why it foams up and it's flat. And also, McDonald's has their own proprietary Coke blend. That's why it tastes so good.
See, that's the secret. And that's the thing that nobody wants to talk about.
But that's what nobody wants to talk about.
That's no one seems to have an answer.
And I've never had confirmed. Wait, is Dr. Pepper still on the line there?
No, he's not.
Or is he gone?
Dr. Pepper's not even a Coke product.
I wanted to ask him, Beetle, about our little method of putting some ice in a cup and then putting water over the ice. You drink the water out of the cup before you pour the soda in the cup.
And then the soda doesn't fizz.
And the soda doesn't fizz nearly as much.
Because the side's already wet.
I wonder if Johnny Wizard has ever explored that little mystery of the universe.
Well, we've got someone who's a biomedical engineer on the line. His name is Chris in Chelmsford. You ever go to Harvard, Chris, or Hamburger University?
Yeah, I wish I went to Hamburger University.
Yeah.
The caller who just called was right. The reason is the difference in energy. So, you know.
He's so smart. Maybe get
biomedical engineer is going to suck bag phone.
That's so smart now. Yeah.
Can you hear me now? all right. Well, call us back, Chris. We'll accept the rest of that as soon as you get to a good spot.
We'll buy another track phone.
Oh, God. No, it's the secret proprietary
drink
blend.
Drink this, nerd!
Yeah, it's a proprietary blend that no one really wants to, you know, blow the story on. No one wants to break that news.
That's it. They got their own mixture. Nobody's talking about that. That's what they don't want you to know.
You know what's really good back in the day at McDonald's was their Orangeade. You ever have that?
Never.
Like the
not
orange?
Once.
It's
never.
Not soda. It's like Orangeade.
If you go to McDonald's and get anything other than a Coke or a Diet Coke.
Well, I'm just saying when you were a kid.
I'm not talking to you.
Like a little kid.
No.
Jim, you know what I'm talking about? Nobody's ever had the Orangeade at McDonald's?
My kids don't drink Coke. They'll drink, you know, milk or apple juice. But once you get to an age where you're drinking carbonated beverages and you're at McDonald's, you get a Coke or a Diet Coke. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
I agree. But the orange
is pretty
good.
Well, they took away the High C orange.
High C orange, that's
it. Yeah, they took it away. It's gone. It's not there anymore.
And the McDonaldland cookies.
Nobody really got those anymore. Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Clinton.
What?
They went out during the Clinton administration.
Oh, it was his fault? He demanded they get taken away?
He was running things.
He wasn't eating a lot of McDonald's, wasn't he?
He was
a big McDonald's guy.
He'd be on his, 2-mile run. They'd show him with McDonald's in his hand.
Like McDonald's. Chris didn't call us back. That's disappointing. Biomedical engineer, got all the credentials to explain things, and then didn't want to call back.
What happens in those machines where you can mix 8 different flavors in one?
Don't you want to see the inside of that and see how that works?
It's pretty fascinating.
How many different tanks of syrup do they have for those machines? For the number of different flavors that are in those
things. I forget to get the Fanta Zeros on there. It's nice. Like all the diet sodas. Give me them all. Give me them all.
That's what you say. You say, give me them all.
I sit there. I taste test all of them. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of this. And it gets a big line.
Ilya is in Mendon. Ilya.
Well, that was quick. I was literally on hold for 1 second.
Yeah, we don't have any calls today. What's up?
Happy Friday, boys.
Yes, sir.
So, listen, you know I wrestle. Big into diet.
We do know that.
My favorite cheat meal of all time is McDonald's. Anyone who says McDonald's isn't the best, I mean, come on.
You're a liar.
Filet-O-Fish, Big Mac,
All right, I'm hanging up on you. Get the hell out of here.
What are you doing?
Yeah, give me the menu. Do a wrestling promo.
No, I want to talk
to
this
guy. Give me the menu.
Chris is back. We got Chris back on the line. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey.
There we go.
Beatles, you're killing me, Smalls. When you make something colder, you don't make it more concentrated. You make it more viscous. You're not increasing the density of it.
Okay.
I do agree with you that McDonald's likely has their own proprietary blend. But the fact that they do keep it chilled does make a difference just because of the reason you guys were talking about before. It doesn't melt the ice as quickly and dilute the soda as much. So you guys are pretty much right for most of the right reasons. But you're just telling me that you can just freeze everything and make it more concentrated. Just freeze gold and get rid of it.
And your phone still sucks. still blows.
I don't understand anything he said.
He admits that it's got to be a proprietary issue. Which is why the secret will never get out. The secret will never be allowed out. 617-779-0985. Coming up next, last night's Red Sox game needs to be discussed. David Price had himself a heck of a good night, as did Xander Bogaerts. We'll hit on that, where the Red Sox are at in Seattle, and also something from Jerry Remy that he did in the booth last night. Stay tuned.
If you think Zolak is hard to contain on air...
Balls everywhere.
You should work in the same building with him.
Did Zol leave?
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Right-hander ready, and the 1-1 coming. Ground ball to short. Bogart from the knee. Gets in there on the first. Double play! The Red Sox win it on a twin killing. 2-1 the final. Bogart went down to his knees to make the play. And the Red Sox win a thriller here tonight as they take game one in Seattle. Xander Bogaerts had his fingerprints all over this one. Craig Kimbrel, despite a couple of walks, prevails in the end of this thing. And Adam, that was exciting to finish. The Red Sox have now won every game on the trip so far.
Now, I am the first to admit the Red Sox are not exactly a hot topic right about now. They're not. But have you started to notice that David Price has started to pitch well? Have you noticed, though?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you stay up last night? You watch the game? I didn't think so.
Hell no.
Price has been very good. He was very good last night. And he was, I would say, goes so far as to say he was dominant and a big part of the win. I know that Xander Bogaerts had a big part in it as well with his home run off of King Felix. Red Sox have won every game on the trip so far in the 10-game trip. Seattle comes into this series last night. They had won 4 straight themselves and 11 of their last 13. They've been playing well. But last night, Price, along with Kelly, Kimbrel, six hits total on the night. Price was really good in this game. You know why I give him credit? Because it's one of those games where you actually have a pitcher on the other side. And I know pitchers don't play. It's not like they're playing defense against another pitcher. But in a duel, when you're going up against another team's best guy, and you sort of battle and have your best game, you get credit for that. Pitching to the situation. David Price pitched to the situation last night. And
they
did it well.
Score two, you only give up one.
Right, exactly. They scored two, and you knew that you got to keep it at one, and you did. And we've ripped him when the opposite has happened. When his team gives him a 2-run lead, and then he goes out and he blows it, right? You know, they get it back, and then he blows it again. No, last night's the obvious, is the opposite of that.
I mean, there's a lot of time left in the season. Is there a chance, though, if this guy can really settle down and be this type of pitcher? And with some of Chris Sale's struggles against really good competition and good teams, that Price could be your favorite, meaning your one guy in the playoffs and not Sale? Yeah, I don't think so. Not yet. But, I mean, there's a lot of baseball to be played yet. Price is doing well. You got to give him credit for it. Let's just keep pitching, less talking, more playing. Just keep doing what you're doing. Credit people after the game like you did last night in your post game. Talked about everybody and everybody chipped in. And Bogaerts' home run, and the ball wasn't flying well, yet that ball went out. So it tells you it's a nice nod to how hard he hit that damn ball. That's the type of stuff you want to hear from Price. Not the other stuff. Just keep doing this. Keep stringing these together. And then you need to see him do this against the Yankees. You need to see him do this against the Yankees.
In his last 7 starts, the Red Sox have won every single one of his starts. Last seven starts, they've won every game. The Sox are 7-0 in his last seven starts. On top of that, he is 6-0 personally. He had the decision in six of them. He is 6-0. He's got a complete game in there. He's got an ERA of 2.64. He has, over the course of 44 and a third, walked 14 while striking out 47. And that goes back to May 12th at Toronto. That was when he came back from the week off there. Since he has come back, he's been damn good. He's been damn good. Now he's, I don't know that it's getting a lot of, you know, notice. It's not getting a lot of praise, but it's worth pointing out. This guy's putting together a string of starts. How long does it last? Your guess is as good as mine. Nobody knows.
Yeah.
Nobody has a freaking clue how long this guy can do it. But right now, after getting his head clear, being diagnosed with his allergy problems and his carpal tunnel.
Maybe get that TB12 carpal tunnel lotion.
He's gone out and pitched great. And this just goes back to our original point where nothing was really wrong with him. It's all in his head. Because he's been pitching fabulous for the Red Sox. Mm. Last night, Xander Bogaerts with a home run, giving the Red Sox a win. You know who has a problem with the home runs?
Who?
There's someone who has a problem with this.
What do you mean?
He's among us right here. And he's got a problem with it.
Me?
It's a concern.
Jim is concerned that the Red Sox are winning too much by way of the home run.
Too reliant on home runs to score runs. Yeah, they're
relying on home runs to score and to...
So what?
I'm trying to remain
consistent.
You need
to manufacture a run in the playoffs?
I like home runs.
I go back... I know what you like. We all like home runs.
I want more home runs.
That's not what it's about. It's not about do you like home runs.
I know. It's
about can you consistently hit?
Yeah.
Can you get on base?
Yeah.
Can you manufacture runs? Can you do those things? And I think that what you're seeing, Jim, is a conscious change in the Red Sox where they want to hit more home runs because of last year's postseason.
Yeah, is last year an anomaly or is last year
the new way?
That's the question.
I don't know. Nobody knows that answer. You don't know? I don't know. But I think what you're seeing is a direct response to that.
Ooh.
I would be alarmed if I thought they couldn't do it. I think they're doing this by choice, not by just the way they've hit the ball.
Well, if you do it by choice for 162 games, it's going to be tough to flip in the playoffs.
Probably. I would also add this, though. On a night like last night, it doesn't bother me even a little bit, because on those nights when you're going to get someone like Felix Hernandez, those are the pitchers that are near impossible to, you know, get a lot of guys on base, move runners along, score runs that way, because they don't make enough mistakes. Against a pitcher like that, I am all for hitting the home runs to on your way to the win because they make so few mistakes. So when they do, you gotta jump on and put it out of the park.
I'm all for hitting home runs. I just hope it doesn't cost them in the playoffs if they can't hit a home run when they need to score.
I get it. I understand the concern. But what if the last year was the way the league is trending, which I believe it sort of is? I mean, we've seen the ball jump off the bat. This is now something that Major League Baseball has felt the need to investigate. They're looking into the baseballs. We talked about the baseball study the other day, the warp balls and the studies and why the ball's coming off the bat and flying out of the park. You know what else is up in baseball? Strikeouts. Strikeouts are up. Home runs are up. Guys are striking out at a crazy rate because I think there has been a philosophical change in baseball. The way the game is trending is to hit home runs. We heard Alex Cora talk about Xander Bogaerts and his average. He would rather have Xander Bogaerts sacrifice base hits, sacrifice average in an attempt to hit more home runs. He said this. Last night, you get Xander Bogaerts hitting a home run, and that wins you the game. So situationally speaking, I think there's a conscious effort on the part of the Red Sox to hit more home runs. That's what I think. And that's what I think you're seeing. 617-779-0985. Go to Rob, who's in Chelsea, on David Price. Hey, Rob.
Yeah, I'm just curious why so many people are obsessed with David Price beating the Yankees. The greatest pitcher in baseball history, Pedro Martinez, couldn't beat the Yankees.
But boy, did he pitch well against them. They were duels.
500 lifetime.
They were duels, though. He would go seven, and maybe they would get to him, but he wouldn't get his ass knocked out in the third.
What?
He would take it. It would be a hell of a match.
The only constant about Pedro pitching against the Yankees was him pitching. He pitched against different pitchers all the time. And he couldn't be. He even said, the Yankees are my daddy. I take my hats off to them.
Right. Because they end up beating him 3-2 late in the game.
So he was a Hall of Fame pitcher against everybody but the Yankees.
This guy avoids them.
Well, right? He was a Hall of Fame pitcher against everybody but the Yankees. His lifetime record.
At least he takes the ball against them.
And his lifetime. I'm a Yankee fan. I wish I had.
No,
David
you're
Price.
A Yankee fan? I couldn't tell.
In a heartbeat, I wish I had David Price. This guy's one of the premier pitchers in baseball. He's knocking them all the time. You know, Chris Sale, 7-7 in games, 8-7 in games he started this year. He's not helping the team. They're only one game over 500. He's bringing them down this year.
Okay, Rob, appreciate the call. Pedro lifetime against the New York Yankees, 11-11. That was his record with an ERA of 3.20. Not his worst opponent.
No.
I can give you teams that he was, like, for example, the Braves. He was 11-11 against the Braves
for
in his career.
Great games he's pitched against them, though.
ERA of 3.75.
I wouldn't be getting knocked out in the third or second. Know that. Not Pedro's fault. I mean, how many games like did he pitch against the Yankees where you just lack of run production? Those 2-1 games, 3-2 games. Seems like every time he took the ball, they wouldn't score. He'd pitch his ass off. He would.
I would like to remind the caller that one of Pedro's greatest games ever was a Friday night game in the Bronx.
When's the last time David Price pitched in the Bronx?
He struck out 17 guys in the Bronx. One of his most memorable games in a Red Sox uniform. I thought he conveniently left that part out of the call.
Yankee. They forgot about that one game, Beetle. Come on. 17 strikeouts.
17 strikes.
17.
17 Yankees in New York. That's all.
Sure wasn't the Mets.
It was not the Mets. It was most definitely.
Do we have any good sound from the game last night?
We do. Oh, we do. And by the way, that was 99 at the height of the steroid era and the height of the Yankees being the Yankees and the lineup that they had.
Big forearms.
I'm going to try and. You want me to tell you who was in the lineup that night?
I know Chili Davis hit a home run.
Chili Davis did hit a home run. Yes, he did. He tagged him for a home run. Let me see if I can get that lineup for you. Knobloch, Jeter, O'Neill, Bernie Williams, Tino Martinez, Chili Davis, Ricky LeDay. That's a name.
Ricky LeDay.
Scott Brosius playing third that night, and Joe Girardi was the catcher for the Yankees. And Darryl Strawberry pinch hit for him. How about that? Late in the game. Let's go to Brian in New Hampshire. He's got a Bruins thought. We'll take it. What do you got, Brian?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
All right, so I got a little emotional when you played that montage because I forgot today was the anniversary. I missed Game 7.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
You missed it?
Yeah, well, good excuse. I was checking into my first naval command, so I was on a flight to Japan that night.
Nice!
Whoa! Very upset. Wow. And when you get to the ship, you have to check into each department, meet all the chiefs, and I was in the chief's office, and they had me at attention, giving me, like, you know, make sure to behave on the ship. You know, it was very intimidating. But he had a flat screen behind him. I was just saw Sara raise the cup, and I was just like, you know, yes, yes. So the whole time I'm trying to stare at him, and he goes, you better be a Bruins fan because you have not been paying any attention to me. I said, yes, sir, Manchester, New Hampshire, or yes, chief. So he recorded the game and let me watch it that night.
Oh, wow.
Go Navy.
Yeah, yeah. It was first day. So you know what? You're off duty today. Watch this game.
Wow. He'll remember that story for the rest of his life. That's pretty cool. 617-779-0985. You want to get to that sound of Remy last
night?
I also want to touch again on that Manny Machado rumor from yesterday. Could do all that coming up next.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Red Sox got their fourth win in a row last night. They beat the Mariners in Seattle 2-1. David Price went 7 innings, allowing just that 1-5 hits in 7 innings. Tonight, the road trip continues. It's Rick Porcello to the mound. He's 8-3 on the year. The 3.54 ERA. He'll oppose James Paxton, who's got a 6-1 record this season with a 3.02 earned run average. It's round 2 at the U.S. Open. Shinnecock Hills. Looking at the leaderboard, and it's Dustin Johnson still on top, alone there at 2 under par. He's 1 under through 12 holes of his second round. The two players who are 1 stroke off the lead, Scott Piercy and Ian Poulter, won't tee off until later today. Same goes for a bunch of other players who are at or below the cut line right now, or the believed-to-be cut line. Bubba Watson, Phil Mickelson, both 7 over in their opening round yesterday. Jordan Spieth sits at 8 over par. Jason Day, Rory McIlroy, 9 and 10 over par, respectively. World Cup action continuing today. Have a final already as Uruguay beat Egypt 1-0. Got one other match underway right now. Iran and Morocco are scoreless in the 29th minute. Headlines are brought to you by Wendy's. Wendy's new 4 for $4. Now is more choices than ever. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5 The Sports Hub.
A little bit of the baseball reporters last night, first 10 minutes or so, though. Hell of a show. That really is. Hell of a good baseball show. Every night. Best in the city. Highest rated baseball show in the city.
I tell you that.
Which
every,
I love.
I tell Jimmy that, too.
Official Red Sox pregame. You guys can shove it.
I learn so much from Tony on that, because it's like Tony's got his 5 points and bam, he's ready to roll on him. And that show pops. It moves.
The best.
Good energy. Great energy on that show.
So Maz last night was talking about the Manny Machado rumor that Kent Rosenthal had. We talked about it yesterday when it first came out.
Maz does his digging, too.
Maz has
got his sources.
Maz would do the deal. He would do the deal.
I agree.
And his reasoning is pretty much the same as what yours was yesterday.
Your window, man.
And that reasoning is the window.
You have no future.
And the more I listen to Maz, the more I'm digging in on my side, which is no. No. No, 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 because Maz is also working on an assumption, from what I could tell last night, that like Bogarts and Betts are both going to leave. They're not going to stay. They're not going to... And I'm not fully accepting that.
Maz threw Benintendi in there, too.
For the Red Sox, you can't let those guys leave. You have to pay them.
What about Benintendi?
You're going to have to pay them.
How about he said Ted Devers or Benintendi, but he'd start with Devers because Devers isn't hitting range.
Right, he said he would much rather give up Devers than he would give up Benintendi.
But, I mean, throwing Benintendi's name in there. It's a popular guy.
And he also said there's, you know, the sort of this realization that if you're making a deal with the Orioles that involves Devers and Machado, Devers is a more valuable piece on the trade market than Machado is. Machado's got half a season.
Right.
3 months you're going to get him for.
Yeah, but if you're getting Britton in the deal too, then it's a, hey, Ben's Benintendi.
Mm. But again, that is a short-term move.
Yeah.
With this like full expectation that, oh, well, the Red Sox farm system is garbage.
It's like
the
LeBron argument.
Which is true. Okay, it's garbage and it's gutted. I get that. So what, you're going to intentionally leave yourself with nothing on the other side of this current group?
If you
so when
now,
Kimbrell's gone and Sale is gone, or Price is here for like ever, when Porcello's gone and you start losing players or you lose one of your young guys in Bogarts or Betts, what, you're just going to make sure you have absolutely nothing left in the cupboard? We're just going to not, what, have anything worth watching on this team?
No.
I'm not doing it. I'm not giving up the 5 years of Devers. He is so young and has so much potential. I'm not doing that. For 3 months of Manny Machado. Because, again, it's not the biggest need. And there are guys in this team that could just simply perform better and will need to perform better for you to win a World Series anyway. If you go into the playoffs and you acquire Manny Machado and you get Chris Sale and David Price to suck again, that will all be for naught. And that's sort of my take on it. What, the Red Sox don't have enough talent? They're short on talent? They're not short on talent. They're short on performing when it matters most.
Yeah.
That's what I would say, and there's no guarantee of Manny Machado being a guy that can perform when it matters most.
It's all good points, but it's the risk you take to win now. It's like understanding what your window is and the lack of future that you have.
Postseason batting for Manny Machado in 7 games, 174. I know it's a small sample. That's because his team has sucked for so long, and he hasn't been in the playoffs very much. Postseason batting, 7 games, 174, one home run. That's Manny Machado.
The problem is, you could win 105 games, go for it, not win the division, and get beat by Corey Kluber in one game, and you're done. You lose Machado for the rest of his career.
Yeah, and you lose Devers for five
or
more seasons.
If That's the Angels crazy. Make a run instead of the Indians, you got to face Trout. Like, one of those teams you might face.
So, you know, you can make the argument that there's a window, and you're going to maximize that window. And my argument is, yeah, there's a window, which is why you can't afford to give up a young guy, because once that window closes, you need to have some sort of building blocks on this team. You've got so few of them. We've got so few prospects. Let's make sure we have none. Oh, that's a good theory. That's a good way of doing it. Whereas if you keep Devers and he, you know, sort of develops and blossoms into the player that I think he could be, and you re-sign Betts and you re-sign Bogarts, or you two out of the three out of Benintendi, Betts, Bogarts, right? You keep a couple of those guys. Well, then you've got at least some foundational pieces there to put a decent team on the field. You start trading away the young guys that you do have on your major league roster, you are really leaving yourself with nothing. You are, that is the nuclear option for post the window. And I'm just not convinced that that's a deal that would put them over the top. I'm so against it.
Starting to feel a theme here in the city.
You can't do it. You can't give up all the young
players. It's the LeBron thing.
It's LeBron. Like it's not. It's drafting a quarterback or not drafting a quarterback right. For the Patriots. It's LeBron going for it all.
Go for it all.
It's this.
Win now. The win now without LeBron. I mean, the win now with LeBron as opposed to the continue the build on the path to where you could be good down the road.
The patience part.
That's same thing almost. You got a damn good team right now. Celtics got a damn good team right now. You got a chance to really add to it.
How do you feel about the broadcast team on Nessun's, though?
Love them.
How do you feel about their experiment eating grasshoppers?
I did not
right?
hear this.
Last night. Grasshoppers.
I didn't hear this.
In Seattle. This was a big story last year.
Fried grasshopper?
Garen Austin went up into the booth, put a headset on, to deliver the grasshopper to Jerry Rice.
No, this has got to be good. This is back. Remember when they put Stuckati Watney and on the concessions back in like seventh inning, and they made her put stuff in her mouth.
That's
the
fun.
Chicken and waffles.
That's fun. What's wrong with this?
Corn dog. She was big on the corn dog.
Corn dog. Yeah. I remember that night.
Right. All right, so this is what happened last night in the booth.
Okay, now what is that?
What is
exactly?
These are fried grasshoppers, and they're very popular here at the ballpark. And when you come to Safeco, you have to try the grasshoppers.
People eat these.
They're very popular.
They buy these and eat them.
I've already had two today.
Right.
And I think I'm all set. It's really tough. It's tough to...
Yeah. Let me see.
Come on. Let me see.
You've got to try one. If you try one, we'll try one.
Does she have two drinks already? Or does she have two grasshoppers or two vodka tonics?
Well, she had a grasshopper drink. It was one part creme de menthe, one part gin.
They were soaked in cognac.
Yeah. Grasshopper, it's a delicious drink.
If you try two,
the kids like eating seafood.
Yeah,
don't.
Jerry, gonna try it?
I'll try it.
You really?
Yeah. I'll take a small grasshopper.
There's a base hit to tie the game.
2-2.
No.
Balls fouled off.
It's not too bad, is it?
How is it?
I'm surprised we can't hear the crunching. Wouldn't you expect them to be crunching?
Yeah, you would think there'd be some crunch on that microphone.
I'd intentionally crunch.
Did they turn Remy's mic down?
Jerry, gonna try it?
I'll try it.
You really?
Yeah. I'll take a small grasshopper.
It's not too bad, is it?
How is it? You're regretting it. Yeah.
Oh. It's a nice tip.
I'm going off camera for a minute.
I was kind of hoping he would say it tastes like chicken, but
it's very spicy. It's very light.
Yeah. Wow, is that spicy?
Wow,
I love Remy.
Jim, you have the one when Tango and I were eating
I
on remote. Do you have that now? You got to play up like to the food part of it. You got the one of me and Tango
Remy's
eating.
Remy's so good for this type of thing because he's just a regular guy.
Yeah. Wow.
He's a pretty regular guy.
Yeah.
He's like, what the heck?
Remy's like, I ain't got time for this. You know, give me some peanuts and popcorn.
Would you try it? Would you put
yes.
the grass?
I yes.
couldn't. I couldn't. I couldn't do it.
Oh, I could.
No.
You know what I wouldn't do?
Bugs. I couldn't. That's a bug. I'm not eating a bug.
You know, the big fat.
Unless you're life or death. You
Hardy,
know,
what's
you're
the bug?
The big survivor, naked and afraid or something.
The big worm one that squirts. The big one. Larvae. That you always see. And you ever watch Anthony Bourdain or Andrew Zimmern? They eat the world. They go around eating monkey brains and all that.
You're thinking of that gum.
She didn't know the gum was loaded. The gushy, you know, the worm, the larvae, the wood bug. It lives in wood. You pull up the bark and it's under there. It's gross.
Wow.
Looks like a
pus bug. Is that spicy? Look, if you like spice.
They're very spicy. Boy. It's a very light. It's a unique texture.
Yeah,
it's a unique texture. Right.
Yeah, I've had two and I think I don't want to look anymore.
Yeah.
But I wanted to share.
Thanks. It's very, very kind of you. Very thoughtful of you.
Oh, wait a minute. This is not right. I'm the only one that tried it so far.
Yeah, I think that's the way it's going to end,
with someone who brought
I've had
it up
two.
Here.
I've had two already today. Oh,
she's
I've had
full
two already
now.
Today have in the pregame show. Yes, I've had two. Yeah. No, I really did. I really did for the pregame show.
I'll tell you what. I'll make you a promise. If the Red Sox win this game tonight, this is a great game, I'll try another one tomorrow.
Another one of the grasshoppers?
Just to keep the streak going.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Are you serious?
I'm
oh, my.
Serious. That's how much I want
oh,
to win.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Oh, my God. I'm going to throw up.
Dang, wait.
Do you have those?
Wow. That was Landana out there for Celtic Media.
Did you miss Don Orsillo during that moment last night?
No.
I did.
Yes.
I did.
That's 100 times better. You know, that would have gone on for 15 minutes.
I thought you're right. How good that could have been had Orsillo been in the booth last night. And I have not at any point said, I miss Don Orsillo. For the first time ever, last night I thought, man, Orsillo
would have been on the floor crying.
Really good in this situation.
It's a, can you dip it in ranch? Where's the ranch dressing? Like, you could eat anything if you dip it in ranch. I bet those are taste really good, like a little spice, a little crunch.
I do appreciate the more baseball-oriented broadcast that Dave O'Brien brings. I do. When it's about the baseball, I do like him. But in these, like, funny, lighthearted moments, yeah, I think the broadcast misses Orsillo.
Wow.
Yeah.
617-779-0985, telephone number. David Price, the Machado trade rumor. Would you give up Devers in a deal for Machado and possibly Zach Britton as well? Your thoughts on that. The Red Sox, the Patriots quarterback situation with Tom Brady, which is something we're going to get back into in the noontime hour. Is Belichick near the end as well? That's a thought that someone else is having at this current moment in time. All of this on the way on Zolak and Bertrand.
What's going on?
Zolak and Bertrand continues.
Hey!
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Stephen Hopkinton has had a grasshopper or two. Steve?
Yeah, hey guys.
Sounds disgusting.
What's up?
Yeah, so about a month and a half ago, I went to the MLB Food Fest in New York, and they had them there. And they do sound disgusting, but they really taste just like sunflower seeds. Like, Jerry's definitely playing that up.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing he was playing up was the spice. Hello?
Hello, Steve.
Stephen Hopkinton.
Spice, we said.
Yeah. What
do you have football scores on your phone?
Spice! He's playing up the spice!
Yes, they're not spicy. They're sunflower seeds.
Atta boy. You get a pulse.
Salty. I bet they got to make them real salty to be palatable.
No, crunch.
It's maybe
crunch.
They're salty by nature.
They make spicy sunflower seeds, too, though.
Yeah, sure they do. They make barbecue. They make ranch. They make all kind of flavors.
Yeah.
I could sit there and spit them seeds out all day, man. It's one thing, one cool
Oh, you
thing.
Like sunflower seeds?
I do.
No, you don't say. Really?
That's nice
I never
thing.
Took you to sunflower
nice
seeds.
Special human boy. Wow. He keeps bringing bags of it over. One of the coaches brings a bucket of it over. I'm like, oh, this is great.
That makes you really different from everybody else.
Well, Zoe's done. Nice going, Bingo. You should have left it alone. I got one shot in, and that was enough, but you took it too far.
Sorry, somebody's bringing us lunch today.
That brings back. We reel him right back in.
Back in.
That, just when you think he's left and he's gone, we reel him right back in with some free lunch. Right. That's what we do.
I mean, when you go to a ball game, I plan on eating at the game. I'm not a big like go out to dinner beforehand. No, part of going to a game
that?
Is
I hate that.
Eating a hot dog.
Yes,
you know, grabbing a slice if you're at the Garden, just something, anything.
Yeah,
right?
You get a little mustard on your hand, lick it off the thumb, or there's a mustard packet.
I don't think
give me some of that spicy mustard with it.
Right, the fried grasshoppers or fried crickets are going to fill you up. That's just, you're just, you know, it's a novelty.
Well, it's just a snack.
I don't really...
A grasshopper snack.
And I know Fenway's done a nice job with all their, you know, concessions and that, but do you really want to go to a ball game and eat clam chowder?
No.
No.
But I eat a lot of the other stuff at Fenway, or would.
Right. But I mean, it's basically, it's chicken fingers, french fries, it's a hot dog, or sausage and peppers.
Yeah.
Other than that, what are you trying to do?
Yeah, I say I would eat a lot of this.
Like
I really wouldn't. No. I'm with you, though.
Yeah,
it's a sausage or a hot dog.
It's hard enough to sit in the seats as it is. You just don't want to complicate yourself carrying all this, like, okay, I got a big slice of pizza here. Now
right.
I need this. And it's, you can't eat.
Right.
Finger food. You want finger food.
It has become a little absurd how sophisticated the food is at sporting arenas.
Yeah. It's a little obnoxious.
It's obnoxious.
Right.
Is what it is.
It is. Even like, here's what we're going to do with the hot dog. We're going to get a super 12-inch hot dog. We're going to roll it in bacon. We're going to deep fry it. Then we're going to put bread in it. And then, no. Put the damn hot dog on a bun. Roll it up in some tinfoil.
Right. Can you sell hot dogs? Just sell hot dogs.
The hot dog that my kid would eat.
Have a hot dog stand. Cracker Jacks. Right. Popcorn. Can you even get Cracker Jacks anymore?
I don't think so.
It's Cracker Jack. Singular.
The Cracker Jacks.
No, Cracker
Jacks. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. No, it's...
No S on the end. It's Cracker Jack.
Josh and Webster. Josh.
It is.
Hey.
Why do you get a picture of a sailor on the box? Do you notice that?
You guys,
he's dressed in blue. Cracker Jack.
You guys are talking about eating at games.
Yeah.
And I can't stand when I go to games and like the AFC Championship game and people come back like 5 minutes later, 5 minutes into the like third quarter because they're waiting in line. Like, I don't understand that logic about eating at games.
Probably the amount of people that are at that game.
So you're saying it's not worth it to eat at a game because there's a wait.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like, no, people, like, the AFC Championship game, you should be sitting in your seat watching the game.
Oh, so right. You're upset with the fans who have chosen to go get food and wait and then miss part of the game.
Yeah, like 5 minutes. It was the third quarter. Like,
well, I tell you what, the AFC Championship game I did attend, and that one I broke protocol because my sugar daddy took me out to lunch before the game.
Andy, yeah, the sugar daddy.
The Wong father.
Did you run out of battery with your cell phone, too, from all the pictures?
A lot of pictures being taken.
I did not. Sarge blew through the battery on his cell phone. He was at 100% at kickoff. Battery was gone by the end of the game due to the... enormous amount of selfies and tweeting and Instagram that he did. But I agree. That is a game where, okay, I'm not planning on eating at that one because I'm watching every snap from my seat and I never left. Didn't leave my seat. That's one you don't leave. Mm. You stay there. On a halftime, I'm going to go, nope, may not make it back. I don't get. I can hold it. I can hold everything. I'm good.
I like to buy Zoe chicken fingers at the game.
Yeah. At the football games?
Yeah.
Well,
you bring them in chicken fingers to the booth?
Here's the problem.
Oh.
Here's the problem. There's a little new booth behind our booth, and it is a...
poutine.
It's a poutine booth. So it's the fresh-cut fries, and they will put barbecue on it. They will put gravy. They will put cheddar curds. They will put whatever delight that you want on there and build it the right way. But there, right across the way from them is the chicken finger stand.
You should see it.
With the Ken's Steakhouse Ranch dressing.
You can really excite this boy with a... some chicken fingers, Hardy, like you wouldn't believe.
A little dip right there, a little dip, and then you reach over.
Bring him in. Here's some chicken fingers.
Oh, Beetle.
Guy goes nuts.
Yep. I don't ask for a lot.
He doesn't. He has simple pleasures.
I would think you guys would be fed whatever you want.
No, we are.
They
are, but like, it's usually not till halftime, so.
Sometimes the food's on delay, and if you got there really early, like I'm there 3 hours
prior
to kick.
When I do it, it's at the start of the game.
Yeah.
It's at the start of the game.
And it's just one little taste of something.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That's what it is.
Something to hit your, you know, just makes my call a little more relaxed.
It makes him that much
more high strung.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
It helps his game broadcast. It's all about the broadcast. 617-779-0985. Noontime hour is here on this Friday. That means Josie's coming up in 90 seconds. And more on the Patriots. Don't go anywhere.